Amsterdam FM.
Ja, en zelf je live televisie maken. Als ik het mijn pa 25 jaar geleden gezegd had, dan had hij me voor gek uitgemaakt. Maar tegenwoordig is niks minder waar. En iemand die in één keer fame kreeg daarmee was Tony Matthews. En die heb ik nou in de uitzending. Tony, good morning.
Goedemorgen.
You speak a little bit of Dutch and...
Oh, a klein beetje.
A klein beetje, well, then we're gonna do it in English. My English is also not very great, but I'll try.
Better than my Dutch.
Hey, but it must be crazy. In one blink of an eye, 38,000 viewers.
Very crazy. Actually, it was 42,000 viewers.
42, wow.
Yeah. It was crazy. It just happened overnight.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was happening. The guys in Periscope, they sent me a tweet, but I couldn't access my phone because all the people started to follow me at the same time. So yeah. I could not use my phone for a whole day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was like, I don't know, it was out of use.
It was like getting 40,000 text messages at the same time.
Wow, what nice. But yeah, it must have been crazy, I guess, yeah. But the reason why you get that was because you're a Periscoper. What is it?
Well, essentially, Periscope, it's a social network. And it was bought by Twitter. So
okay.
For anybody who doesn't know, it's basically you live stream, you know, you could be walking down the street, eating your dinner, or, you know, just showing things around. And what people do is they can comment to you live and you can answer them back. And people give you, you know, they tap on the screen to let you know that they, you know, they like what you're showing. Or so there's a level of interactivity that has never been there before.
Okay.
Which is great. And it's like having a TV production studio in your pocket.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. But it's crazy. But what made you do it?
Well, I work as a freelance graphic designer, so I had a bit of spare time in my hands, and I was fascinated by the technology, just the ability to reach out like this and to interact with people. It's something that has never been available before.
Yeah.
And it's only become available now because of like 4G, our internet connection is much better, so you can upload and download a lot faster.
Okay, but what makes you so popular then? Is it just luck, or you're just awesome, or what is it?
Possibly a combination of the two. I think the key to using the social network is to interact with people, and if you have fun with people and you know you can chat, and I also think people absolutely love to see Amsterdam, and they love to see the side of Amsterdam that's not in the brochures, or you know, you know, like the gardens and the old houses. People mm-hmm. love that. They love that so much.
Okay, so explain. I'm logging in, and I'm texting you like, "Yo, Tony, what's up? I want to see the gardens of Amsterdam. I don't know, or the Nemo. Can you show me?" And then you just go to the Nemo and show them, or?
Not really. No. Some people use it differently. Some people are on all day. I choose something maybe once or twice a day, and I would go to that, and then people, you know, I chat to people on the way. So I don't really take requests unless somebody really wants something. And sometimes people are fascinated by, you know, can we see a garden, or we would love to see a houseboat, or you know. And I guess if you're asking me why I would have done it, there is another reason. Because I live in Amsterdam a year, and I absolutely love Amsterdam. It's such an amazing city.
Yeah.
But anytime I would, you know, my friends would say, "Oh, we come and visit. It'll be great. We get so drunk and go crazy." And I said, "No, that's not what Amsterdam is about at all."
So
it's good to be able to show people that, you know, it's not just about the weed shops and the red light, because I do get asked that quite a lot.
Yeah, of course.
But actually, not so much anymore.
Right. You know, now, yeah, sure.
Also, because people realize that, you know, oh, there's so much more. It's such a, you know, it's such a lovely old city. Let's go to a museum, or let's walk down the canal, or cycling a bicycle in Amsterdam, it's amazing how you take for granted that people don't realize that, you know, cycling is very natural here. It's very common.
Yeah.
So to take somebody along on a bicycle ride in Amsterdam, we would take that for granted, but they would think it was the most amazing thing.
Yeah, of course.
So it's nice to share that.
True, yeah, because, yeah, now you had 42,000 viewers in one night. It's pretty hard to, you know, to maintain that. I don't know. How many viewers you have now at the moment?
I have 36,000. It seems to happen quite a lot. Myself and some other people were featured around about the same time, and one gentleman from Japan, he's like 60 years old.
Right.
He got 140,000.
Wow.
Viewers.
But it's crazy.
The reason it fluctuates is because the people who chose to follow me and mm-hmm. chose to follow Kensai just pressed, because we were featured, they would log on to the app and our name would be on the top as a featured user.
Okay.
So they weren't actually sure what they were following, they just followed. And I think for me, when a lot of people realized that I wasn't going to show the weed houses or the red light, they went away, which is, it's fine with me.
Yeah,
no,
of course.
Yeah.
So you're the first Periscope star actually here in Amsterdam. Congratulations.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Maybe next year we have some awards.
Possibly. In the States, they have a summit. It's
okay.
Very big in the States at the moment. It's not so big in Europe.
No, okay. No, well, maybe because of you.
Yes,
who knows? Who knows?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good example of how anybody could do it. You know, because I'm just a regular guy who kind of chose to do it in his spare time. So, yeah. it's available for everyone.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, where is it available? Which site you have to enter, or where you have to search to get you?
For me, if you just go to the Apple Store if you use an iPhone, or
mm-hmm.
The Google Store if it's Android, and you just download Periscope, and you can search me. You can find me. My username is by Mr. Matthews.
Right.
And it's the same as Twitter. It's the same account you use, you know, with your Twitter account.
Okay, so very easy to use.
Yeah, extremely easy. Yeah.
Okay, well, Tony Matthews, thank you very much.
Thank
I'm
you so
gonna
much.
Yeah, watch you. Sounds a little bit crazy, but I'm gonna watch you.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I mean, yesterday I showed the Banksy exhibition, and people loved
okay.
that. And you know, the open town last weekend, people were so fascinated by that.
Right. Nice. Well, I'm curious. I'm gonna log in on you by Mr. Matthew.
Yeah, thank you, Al.
All right, no problem. Dank je wel. Have a nice day.
Right,
dat was Tony Matthews hier bij Amsterdam FM. En volgens mij, ja, in mijn ogen in ieder geval, de eerste echte periscoper hier in Amsterdam. Wil je Tony nou volgen? Dat kan door inderdaad zijn username te gebruiken, @bymrmatthews, of door te zoeken op zijn voor- en achternaam. En je kan dit natuurlijk ook altijd terugluisteren op Amsterdam FM. Dit is Feedback van Janet Jackson hier bij de Stem van de Hoofdstad.